At the triangle of grass formed by the crisscrossing walkways, you slump alongside Midge. Mull awkwardly covers her head with her leafy arms. Gum catches up, tripping on foraged armfuls of lobandra and loose strips of paper bark. He sits beside Mull, pinching and holding one end of a grass stalk on a stick as thick as Mull's head. He wraps it around and around, making sure to coil and weave and tuck along the way. When the stalk is gone, he eases the ring of grass off the end and says, "It's a hat." "Weed it," Midge says. "A piece of bark and some grass. Not a hat, is it?" "It will be." Gum rubs the paper bark with a small stone until it's soft and smooth, then shaking debris from the bark, gently places it on Mull's head. Sliding the ring over the bark as if it were a crown, Gum smiles. "Perfect." A cool breeze lifts from the creek, and two crested pigeons alight from the railings of the footbridge to land in the grass beside you. Mull puts her finger to her lips, and you make like fallen leaves.
"Whirr, will you stop following me?"
the girl pigeon coos. The boy pigeon leans forward, fans his tail feathers out wide, and spreads his wings a little. He bops back and forth, saying,
look at me.
"Whirr, very pretty,"
the girl pigeon giggles.
"Seriously, Beth," he puffs, "are you not impressed?"
"I'd be more impressed if you fix us something to eat," she coos.
"Certainly, my sweet," he says.
The wind from his wings tickles the grass into a quiet rustle.
"I shall return with a snake!" You sit up with a start to find green tree snake is sliding towards you with its mouth open. The female crested pigeon beats a blur into the air.
"I agree with her," Gum shouts. "Playing musical statues when there's a snake nearby is not a good idea."
The gleaming green snake stops directly in front of Mull before you can scatter.
"Can you help me?"
The snake's face contorts around the thick twig, jamming its mouth open. Midge sniggers.
"It can't eat us, Mull. Leave it."
"Help me. It's so. I won't eat ya. I promise."
A bead of water runs from its eye.
"Oh, please."
"About time," Mull says. "Manners are so important."
"What are you doing, Mull?" Midge shouts.
"Look at its mouth. Poor creature. It's in tears."
Mull crouches, placing two hands on the stick.
"Ready?"
The snake shuts its eyes. Mull pulls. It's not budging.
"Oh,"
the snake sobs.
"I know," Mull says. "I'll get in, push the jaw up, and one of you pull the wood out."
Midge and Gum start laughing, but you nod. Shaking a little, Mull gets into the snake's mouth, bends her knees, and braces her arms against the roof.
"Ready when you are."
You take a firm grip of the stick with two hands and nod. Mull pushes, you pull, and Mull disappears as the snake's mouth slams shut. Midge and Gum gasp. The snake makes an sound and opens its mouth very quickly.
"I'm so sorry," it says.
Mull brushes herself off as she climbs out.
"Thank you so much."
"See," Mull says, "nothing to fear."
"Can I return the favor?"
"Actually, we're on our way to the big play area."
"The one with the big yellow flower beside the blue slide at the door of the red plastic house?"
the snake says.
"No, the big one at the end of the park, with picnic benches and a tap."
"I'm heading that way too. Hop on."
The snake tips her head and Mull climbs on. Midge and Gum are less keen, but you jump on behind Mull. The Vira lads join you, and soon you're skimming your way past the small play area and Illawarra flame tree saplings towards Logan Road and the wooden bridge to Junction Street. Follow the Southeast Freeway bikeway towards Logan Road for 300 to 400 metres. 4 to 5 minutes walk to the wooden bridge that leads to Junction Street.